welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark Abell. Gentlemen.
Hello, Mark. How are you?
Hey, Mike.
We're going to talk about colonoscopy, and I'm going to assume that listeners are familiar with the benefits of screening colonoscopy for colon cancer and all the different other options. This particular discussion on the poem that you found comes from the Annals of Internal Medicine. I'll give you the citation in a moment. But it sort of asks an interesting question. And most of us, if somebody has no lesions, encourage our patients, if they're going to get a colonoscopy, to get one in about 10 years. A colonoscopy, as we know, it permits the examination and treatment of the rectum and the colon and a portion of the terminal ileum. But when someone has a colonoscopy as a screening test, do they need to wait 10 years? Should it be sooner? And why 10? Why not something longer than that? The poem you found comes from the Annals of Internal Medicine, published this year, starts on page 81. And the clinical question that the study attempts to answer is, can the 10-year interval for repeat colonoscopies be extended for patients who have no clinical findings? Mark?
Yeah, this was kind of a natural experiment. If you look at other countries around the world, and we published a study on this a couple of years ago, looking at high-income countries and what do they do about cancer screening, most use a FIT-based strategy, which means fecal immunochemical testing. And then if that's abnormal, then you go to colonoscopy. And previously, and as far as what we found a couple of years ago, only the US, Germany, and Austria recommended colonoscopy, a primary colonoscopy strategy as an option. So this was a Polish study, and they had over 165,000 adults, 50 to 66 years, no family history of colorectal cancer, who had an initial colonoscopy and a negative result from that one single colonoscopy. They could have had subsequent colonoscopy after 10 years, but over 97% didn't get one. Polish people do not like colonoscopy, apparently. And I was like, okay, one's plenty. And so this lets us look at the natural history of colorectal cancer after an initial negative colonoscopy. So as expected, for up to 17.4 years after an initial negative colonoscopy, colorectal cancer incidence and mortality were 72 and 81% lower than in the general population. So that one screening did reduce incidence and mortality significantly. The incidence of cancer was lower in patients with high quality colonoscopy, so where they actually had a good prep and were able to see things, as compared with low quality colonoscopy. The rates of subsequent colorectal cancer and related mortality in the high quality colonoscopy patients weren't different in the 10 to 17 year interval compared with the 0 to 5 and 5 to 10 year intervals. So most of us have a, kind of a numeric bias and preference for certain numbers. We, give medicines for 7 days or 10 days or 14 days. Every 10 years does look reasonable. 17 feels kind of strange, but it looks like there would be potential to stretch that out a bit. What we found actually, when we were looking at when I was on the USPSTF and we were looking at modeling studies of colorectal cancer screening, one of the options that looked pretty good actually was every 15 years starting at 45. So that's pretty close to this. You do it at 45, you do it at 60, you do it at 75, and then you're done. And the concern was that stretching it out that long, the 15 might turn into 18, might turn into 20, and then, people aren't getting that second screen. So I'm sure if we were on a planet that had, where humanoids had 8 fingers, we'd be doing colonoscopy every 8 years, right? Or every 16 years. And so, I think we always should be at least aware of those biases toward certain numbers and certain, and think, is that really what the best evidence says? For antibiotics, we started out with 10 days of antibiotics and then 7 and then 5 and then 3 for a lot of conditions. And every time we look, the shorter seems to be just as good as the longer. So interesting study suggests potentially the option of stretching this out, and you'd have to weigh that, all the factors in doing that.
Right. So being the cynical guy that I am, I'm perhaps those other countries don't have the strong lobby from the gastroenterologists to push forward with colonoscopies.
Well, there are at least three, maybe four randomized trials going on right now comparing where they randomized the population to an invitation to do FIT testing versus an invitation to do colonoscopy. And the uptake was much better for FIT testing, not surprisingly. And the cancer detection rate was similar between groups. The colonoscopy groups found more polyps, but a similar number of cancers. So and it's interesting. It's going to be interesting to see what those studies show. A lot of countries don't have the capacity to do colonoscopy in everyone. When I was in Ireland last year, they rolled out their colorectal cancer screening. I don't know exactly when, maybe 10 years ago or so. And they're limiting it to only an older population, in part because they have to ramp up their colonoscopy capacity in order to even to be able to do the colonoscopy on the positive FIT tests. So I think that's a limitation cost. You know, colonoscopy costs way more in the U.S. than in other countries. It's $500 or $600 in most countries. It's, you know, that's below the lowest price you could find it in the U.S. It can be as much as $8,000. And I think the average was $2,800. In the U.S. So yeah, there's money to be made, and certainly there's a strong bias in favor of colonoscopy-based strategy. But I think a FIT-based strategy is probably just as good.
I hope it is, because it's far easier to get our patients to comply with that.
Yeah, and you know, there are ways to do it. I mean, I think ultimately we really need to rethink how we do this, and I think centralizing it, having, you know, every patient in the country gets mailed a FIT test every year, every 2 years, and then it's processed centrally, and then they're referred if it's positive for a colonoscopy. I mean, why should we rely on individual doctors to remember, to patients to remember? You know, just mail them the damn test. It's a few bucks, right? And, you know, that would be a much more sensible way to, and that's what a lot of countries, that's what they do in the UK, is they just mail the test to people. And there have been lots of studies showing that that improves adherence to screening. You know, it's, we're not very rational about how we do this, but, you know, doctors don't like to have anybody telling them what to do or doing something to their patients without their knowledge. But then we're also human and fallible and can, don't always remember, you know, to ask our patients or to check on their screening. And for something especially that has to be done every 1 or 2 years, like FIT, you know, you really would, I would like to see that just taken out of my hands and centralized and, you know, not have to worry about it anymore.
Thanks, Mark. We'll talk with you again in a week.
Sounds good.
Well, that's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to read this and other recent poems, please go to www.essentialevidence.com. And please join us again next week for another medical poem.